Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
What's up?
You.
Hey, hey, hey.
So, two things before we get going. One, you will be with us today and forever after.
Yes.
Wait, what?
He is going to be the final vote. He's going to participate with us in Trifecta every Wednesday at 4:15. And if we do, he's going to get a vote no matter what. But he would also be the deciding vote if we have a tie.
And I'm taking this responsibility seriously.
Thank you very much.
Are you trying to balance out all the young people on your show?
Courage.
Is that what's happening?
Well, no. I mean, he's our age. So, I mean, like the dudes in here, it has nothing to do with that. We just need another voice.
Okay.
We need one more voice, and we thought he was the perfect candidate. Two, I will be here tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
10-1.
10-1. It's the invasion with the snake.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So let's party. Okay. So this is from Ranch Pizza. He sent me this the last couple of weeks, and I haven't used it, so I'm going to use it. And he wants to know, if you have to have one sandwich for the rest of your life, what would it be, toppings included?
Hot dog.
So you get one. PB&J, turkey, whatever it is, what is your one sandwich for the rest of your life?
Man, PB&J is a really good candidate. I feel like I need a little more sustenance, though.
Do you go crunchy or smooth peanut
smooth.
Butter?
Yeah. Yeah. Crunchy tears up your bread.
Yeah, it does. I hated that as a kid.
Yeah, because you can't just really get it even like you want it on the bread because it's just clunky.
Yeah. They do have a nice flax PB&J in the Cumulus Cafe.
Yeah, that's the one that Bob is obsessed with. And he tries to hide from Daddy.
It was one in there that I was going to buy and hold it hostage from Bob. To see how much he paid for it.
Because they put like granola in there.
Yeah. It's really good. And I've been tipped off when there's one left to try and steal it from Daddy. So it's a whole circle of
Daddy
stealing.
Daddy will have like six in a morning.
He will.
I'm
he
a simple
them.
Man. So I will probably go just like turkey, cheese. I don't even need lettuce. Yeah, lettuce, mustard. That's all I need, man.
I would go, I need the bread toasted. Maybe like sourdough or something like that, or wheat, whatever. Can't do white. But I would do turkey.
Tell me about it.
Swiss. Mustard.
What
light
kind
mayo.
Of mustard?
Like brown.
Mustard and mayo together,
Light mayo, yes.
That's a rebel.
And then I would have pickles, lettuce, tomato, cucumber.
That's loaded.
That's a big sandwich.
Well, it's the only one I'm eating the rest of my life.
I'm going...
No wonder you can't put that on white.
I need some sort of an Italian sandwich.
Thank you.
Like French bread with like capicola, ham.
Yeah.
Maybe a Dijon mustard, but probably just some oil and vinegar.
Those are awesome.
I cannot remember the last time I had a ham sandwich.
Just ham and cheese?
No.
Me either. I'm kind of anti-pig, and every time we come in here... The cooking channel is on. Sean puts it on the cooking channel.
Not now.
I know. Bottom right, though, he will. And they're always like filleting like a pig.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole thing.
Yes.
See, I'm not anti-pig.
On a spit.
I don't.
It makes me nauseous.
I don't too much like ham, but I mean, I'll take it. But man, that whole hog.
I know.
It's really good. My dad used to take me to this place that their whole specialty was pig snoot sandwiches. It was just pig snoot with mustard and white bread. I'm not lying to you.
I didn't say you were.
You looked at me like I was a liar.
No, I didn't.
Quit calling me a liar.
Is this a strip club?
On the buffet?
Yeah.
the right next to the vegetable soup.
Strip club.
All right.
Topless only, though.
Today is the birthday of Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Jean up there, is it Loyola of Chicago?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure.
She is 105 years old.
Can still strike out Javi Baez.
Every time. It's unbelievable. So right now, would you rather be Sister Jean? All right, you're 105.
Okay.
You're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how long it lasts? Or you come face to face with an alien from the movie Alien. And you have nothing but a pistol.
I mean, Sister Jean.
Like, I'm 105 right now.
So you're probably going to live maybe another year, let's say, max.
Right.
And it probably sucks to be 105, if we're all being honest.
Or you have a pistol, and you have one of those things standing in the same room as you. Odds are you've got about 12 seconds to live, but I don't know. Who knows? You may have a, the perfect
shot. But they're not bulletproof. Like, if you have the accurate shot, and I have a pistol?
Yeah.
What do they have?
They have
little E.T. finger?
They have every...
Oh, it's not E.T. Are you aware...
Well, I'd shoot E.T.
Okay.
Little Reese's Pieces falling out of his pocket.
The alien from the movie Alien is a killing machine.
Okay.
It's the worst thing ever.
I have a pistol.
I know, but... It doesn't seem like those affect him that much.
How many shots? How many bullets?
I feel like folks in the movies had pistols and guns, and it did them no good.
They have those pulse guns.
Right.
I just have a six shooter? Yeah, I'll take Sister Jean.
Well, I don't know. It's a pistol. How many bullets come in a pistol?
If you let me carry the weapon of my choice.
Like a thing, the Glock thingy?
I'll take the pistol.
No. I'll be Sister Jean.
And you're in a wheelchair and you're just kind of hanging out. Maybe
you get to go to basketball games, though.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm kind of a star around town. No aliens.
Are immune to firearm, just so you know.
Well, I don't know if that's totally true.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
It's true.
All right. Okay. Oh, well, it's true.
They are 6 foot nine.
True. Wait, is Sister Jean
having a very large head?
6 foot nine in this scenario.
No.
Oh, nuts.
Your team wins its rivalry game 4 out of every 5 times.
Take that, Spurs.
For the rest of your life. But every time they lose the game, you have to get the score tattooed anywhere on your body in 1/2-inch numerals.
Bottom.
So.
What do we...
Yeah, what's the other option?
Yeah, what's the option?
Well, you either, you take it or, or you don't take it. Yeah, would you take your team beating your main rival 4 out of every 5 years? You just have to get a little tattoo.
I don't want to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I don't want a tattoo either. I'm also on a real good Chiefs run right now where we just beat everybody. So yeah. I'm kind of cool.
I feel like there are a few things.
I hate people like you that are going through this Alabama run where you're satisfied forever now.
Yeah.
You really are.
And
you
great.
Already had your Cowboys run.
I know, dude. I know.
It doesn't last forever.
It doesn't last forever.
Because you were very satisfied in the 90s, and now you're not.
You're empty now.
And that the thing is, though, that people are like, oh, man, wouldn't you just kill for one more? No.
You're good.
I hope you did.
I mean,
much.
I literally lived through 5 of them, or 4 of them, really, that I remember. And I'm fine.
Yeah, I feel in the middle of the run, I still feel pretty full. Like it's all icing on the cake after this.
Must be nice.
Sorry, Baldy.
It is. It is, Baldy. Very nice. I don't think I'm ever going to get a tattoo.
I mean, we're both at the age where if we don't have one now.
What if I just have this midlife crisis, though? And I get like head tattoos.
Dude, you should.
Of hair tattooed on top of my head.
I will pay for it 100% if you want a hair tattoo.
It's
got to be like surfer hair. Some sort of weird 3D.
Who did we
thing.
See yesterday, a couple days ago?
A lot of people. I don't know.
No. We were walking to the car. Oh, Jimmy Neutron.
Oh,
if I get Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, it was
hair tattooed
Latin
on top of my head.
Jimmy Neutron is who was kind of leaned up trying to light a cigarette.
I didn't even know I had that in my playbook.
Yeah, it was a wild one to pull out of 2003 Nickelodeon character.
But it worked.
No, it was perfect. He did have the Jimmy Neutron pompadour.
I feel like I'm never going to play pickleball.
Yeah, you can't say that.
That's a bold statement.
I haven't.
I know you haven't.
There's going to be a
remote.
It's
still a brand new sport. Like, it just came around, like, 2 years ago, or at least became popular.
Okay.
So you don't think you'll ever even...
You were at a remote that had pickleball happening. I forgot when I first got here, like,
absolutely.
A month in, and you didn't play a
Didn't even step out on the court.
I don't know what they call frame. You didn't play a minute of pickleball.
That's interesting. Because you didn't get here in time to play in the charity challenge either.
No.
That was like that ended like I think maybe the year before you got there. So you'll never play hockey.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Hockey?
You're more likely to pick up
unless I get drafted.
Yeah. True. What a waste of a draft pick. That was the other guy. This guy
He's a development pick.
That's right. Sometimes you can just work. You just never know.
Right.
This guy asked this question. He said, "Did the Cowboys draft Deuce Vaughn just to have a heartfelt story from last year's draft with his dad being the coach here?"
Kind of feels that way.
I don't think so. What he accomplished in college? No. I don't think it was a pity pick.
I don't either, but...
Pity?
Pity.
It's like we were saying, though, it doesn't really make any sense why it's just like, eh, whatever. Like pat him on his little head.
Right.
Little deuce head. If you could be good at one sport worthy enough to be played in your side yard, what would it be? So basically, it's a tiny yard. It's a, no bigger than this room. There's nothing that I could play. Pickleball.
Ooh.
Or would you? Do you have a pickleball court in your side yard?
No.
Cornhole? You can cornhole back
there. Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be good at badminton than cornhole.
Really?
Yeah. Man, so give me badminton.
I'd like to kill cornhole. Cornhole's fun.
Badminton was cool to look at in the Olympics.
Cornhole just doesn't make any sense.
Plus, you can get wasted while you play.
You can get wasted playing pickleball, too.
Can you?
And play.
Seems too hot.
What other? What about the croquet?
Ooh.
What about it?
I like to be pretty good at that. Isn't that with the balls and the little metal things that you did?
The wickets and the mallet and all that.
Let's do that.
We bought our kids a set, like when they're tiny.
Of course you did.
To run around.
Did you have Benson set it up in the side yard?
That's a very country club sport.
did Mr. Belvedere
but
come out?
But the thing is, no.
So, give out cucumber sandwiches?
Shut up. We bought it so they would, you go set it up yourself. Like, as kids, you go set it up, you execute it all yourself, so it's something that you do independently, but it looked like it was ridiculous watching them play.
It's a, for some reason, my grandfather was a bartender, and I think someone must have given him a set, or you, whatever. But he brought it home, and the grandkids would go in the backyard. We really didn't know what we were doing.
You just hit the ball around.
Yeah, but we played croquet, and it was great. Yeah,
I know.
Feels like an old folks' home game.
Give me that.
It's kind of fun.
I want to be good at croquet.
And you can play that in a limited space for sure. All right, speaking of that, if you could only have one drink for the rest of your life, excluding beer, what would it be?
Like alcoholic drink?
You can include the beer, and then I can still give you my answer.
Right, and eliminate beer.
Or can I have like a soda pop?
No. He means an alcoholic drink.
Okay.
One drink.
Give me an old fashioned. I'm very good with that.
Oh, those are always solid.
With a big,
big ice cube. Yeah.
And nice orange peel.
Cherry in there. Yeah. No,
I think that's
a really good one.
Yeah.
Very fresh.
Because it's kind of sweet, but it's also a little bit bitter.
Right.
So you get the flavor of the bourbon or whatever.
It's the perfect drink.
It kind of is. And the cherry. You get fruit. You're getting healthy.
I know. It's a healthy drink.
It is.
I'm starting to lean toward the espresso martini.
Okay.
And it's delicious.
Let me ask you something. Does that do something to you, like as far as like
a
pick-me-up? Not, God, what? Don't make the sex move.
It made a noise when he did it, too. No. I did not like that.
Is it like drinking a Red Bull or something?
Not to me. Coffee doesn't do that to me in general. It just doesn't give me the jolt that it gives a lot of other people.
But does it do that to is it supposed to?
Maybe.
Is what I'm asking?
I don't know. It's just delicious.
Yeah, like a little coffee bean edible.
It is delicious. As a matter of fact. After the show today.
Gonna go get a
Let's go get it.
Espresso martini.
Thank you, Corby. Thank